Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
He is a legend of the hardwoods. He has come to faith in Christ. He is an international baller, NBA champion, basketball analyst at the highest level in the media, but he loves Jesus, and his name is Adrian Branch, and I'm sitting right next to him, and he's a left-handed genius. Is that right, Adrian?
The older I get, I take all the compliments. Keep going. I like it.
Yes, sir. We're at a coffee shop. Maybe a little noise. We came outside. It's a beautiful day. Cars coming by. We are not 100 yards from Old Salem, which was founded by the Moravians in North Carolina. They were fleeing from religious persecution in Europe. And you're staying at a hotel called the Brookstown Inn right next to that. So there's a lot of historical things here. And you came and spoke to our men's group, the New Canaan Society, this morning and talked about your passion. Let me ask you right out of the gate, who is Adrian Branch?
I'm a hardworking dude that loves God and a sinner saved by grace. And each day I try to point my compass north to the things that pleases God.
I like that. And it's interesting, when you spoke, for anyone in the room that happened to be drifting off, you started dropping names that you actually played against, like Julius Erving, like Magic Johnson. You were teammates with these people. Michael Jordan, you were contemporaries with a lot of these ball players, and you played at the highest level of basketball. What's that like? And then connecting that to faith, because a lot of these stories didn't turn out so well, especially one of my favorite players to watch of all time in college. And he would have been he would have been on that court in the top 50 best players in history. Len Bias.
Yeah.
You knew him.
Yeah. My story is one where I was considered a can't miss athlete in the 80s and talked about those stars. So now my generation, Lord willing, November, I will be 60 years old. So you're talking about guys that played that are now 58, 59, 60, 61. But I was privileged to be a can't miss athlete from DeMatha High School. Went to the University of Maryland and played and had success. Rookie of the Year, runner-up to Michael Jordan, and won the ACC championship. First time Maryland did that in 39 years, almost 40 years. And also, we had the great Len Bias, who was 1 year behind me. So we played together for 3 years, and he actually lived no more than 10 minutes from me. So we were Washingtonians through and through. But Stu, I had myself an attitude. I had an entitled mindset. Just young. You don't know what you don't know. I knew we were good. I knew we were talented. And so it was all about me. It was all about what I can do. My favorite song in the 80s was De La Soul. It's just me, myself, and I. Singing that song. It's just me, myself, and I. And I tried to live that out in foolishness. But God's mercy, God's grace, the names that you talked about those years, especially in high school, were the Charles Barkleys, Karl Malones, Joe Dumars, Chris Mullin, Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, David Robinson, Scottie Pippen, and the great Michael Jordan. And I was compared to those guys as a can't miss athlete. My career didn't pan out like that, as being one of the greatest to ever do it like that. I played pro ball. I was with the world champion Lakers as a rookie in 1987 with the height of Showtime, Magic Johnson, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Pat Riley. However, I wouldn't take, like Maya Angelou said, I wouldn't take anything for my journey now. So we get a chance to encourage young people. It's not a crime if you fall down. It's a crime if you stay down. And I love to ask people, are you mixed up or are you fixed up? See, when I was with the Lakers, I'd sit on the front of the bus with A.C. Green, and A.C. Green, who was a devout believer, unapologetically a believer in Christ, would sit on the front of the bus and drink a Coke. I'd sit on the back of the bus and drink a beer. Now, I'm not legalistic. It's talking about more commitment, because basically, alcohol, if it causes someone to sin, cut it off. So I'm not being legalistic with drinking or not, but just the example of commitment. So on the back of the bus, I'm hanging with the Buck Wild Lakers. I won't say any names. Wes Matthews, Michael Cooper. So I'm sitting on the back of the bus, wilding out. I sit on the front of the bus with Ace, drink a Coke, and back of the bus, drink a beer. Drink a beer, drink a Coke, drink a Coke, drink a beer. And I love asking people who's familiar with two sets of friends, hanging around some church friends, decent friends one day, some real wild friends another day. The Bible says, man, look, be either hot or cold. Don't be lukewarm or he'll spit you out. But I didn't know what I didn't know. One day, AC, I come up to the front of the bus. AC says, Adrian, what's that in your hand? I'm thinking I'm drinking a beer, Coke. I'm drinking a beer. I said, nothing, Ace. Nothing, Ace. What time is Bible study? Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. And he pulls me to the side and he said, man, you got to make a decision on whether you're going to be mixed up or fixed up. You can't play with this thing. And I couldn't answer that question, Stu, for the last six years. That was 1986 until 1993 in Australia. I invited Jesus Christ into my heart. Mm. And like say, like a newborn babe, man, I was so on fire from the Lord. I came up. I remember I just invited Christ into my heart. Simple prayer. Lord, forgive me. I want to live for you now. I saw a nun, and my background is Catholic, so my aunt is a nun in Australia. And I came up to her in the Safeway, the local grocery store in Australia. And I said, sister, sister, I'm saved now. I'm saved. I love Jesus. And she's looking at this big black guy and saying, please call the police. Like, yeah, I'm on fire. I had no filter, Stu. I had no filter. I get home. This is down under. So this is in February where I came to the Lord. I'm so on fire. I see a lady walking past my apartment complex while I'm just home because my mother-in-law was the manager of apartment complex. So we stayed there for 3 months, my wife and I. And she had crosses in her ears, earrings. And it always happens to be a sweet little old lady that I just come up and scare the hell out of them. And I was like, excuse me, ma'am. I see you have a cross in your earrings. You must love Jesus. Can I come to your house and have a Bible study? And she again clutches her bag and say, no, call the cops. I was so on fire for God, I had no filter. They say that happens like with a newborn baby, doesn't know sense of time. Well, man, the Lord has dealt with me with my hurts, my habits, my hang-ups, narcissism. I didn't know I was a narcissist. I didn't know it was all about myself, dying to myself, trying to be more like Christ. And again, I'll go back to this again. Maya Angelou, I wouldn't take anything for my journey now, Stu. I love the house of God, the people of God, and just encouraging people. All of us, no matter our ages, can use a attaboy, attagirl. Mm. We always can use a sincere, you can do it, hang in there. The greatest hang time is not Michael Jordan with that emblem that was amazing that we see, that silhouette. The greatest hang time was 6 hours on the cross.
Wow. That's the voice of Adrian Branch, inspiring a lot of people, a lot of young people, a lot of ballers. He's taken his platform, his skills, his giftedness, the way God's blessed him from an NBA ring to being All-American, you know, one of the greatest lefties to play for Lefty Driesell at Maryland. With the likes of Lenny Bias and all these great NBA players, and now you're sharing Jesus with your platform. What do you feel like your legacy is, Adrian? What do you want to say to so many people listening that maybe they think that, you know, God can't use me. I'm not a big time, you know, I'm not on ESPN. I'm not all, you know, I don't have NBA accolades and all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not in the Hall of Fames. That's awesome. For the person out there that's feeling like, man, I'm just an ordinary man or woman. I'm just a natural kid. I'm just the same old usual man. That's perfect. Stay right there. Don't change a thing because God will put his super on your natural, his extra on your ordinary, and he'll put his un on your usual. unusual, making you a supernatural, extraordinary, unusual man and woman of God. And don't stop there. If you're dealing with something, he's called the I am. I am. So if you're dealing with something possible, he is the I am on your possible. If there's something impossible, he's the I am on your possible. Brother, I'm glad you got me this milkshake. I'm ready to go now. Put me in, coach. Let's go.
He's got a strong protein smoothie from Buy Good Coffee. We're here at this cool coffee shop. Baller Nation's right across the table. He's on fire for the Lord. Loves to dunk
John
the ball.
And
hey, how about it, John? Baller Nation, what encourages you about this guy's story? And what question do you have for him real quick as we wrap up? Adrian Branch, all-time great basketball player, but loves Jesus, and he's using this to spread the gospel everywhere.
He's really using his message and his mess as a testimony for other men and young women out there, and even, you know, college-age students. I'm an assistant basketball coach, and so it's so important to share and tell these young folks that there is a way to get out of your mess and make it a testimony. And so what is kind of one thing that you would tell a young person who's maybe aspiring to, as a college athlete, and aspiring to be something?
Amen. Amen. Great questions. Well, think about this, because we all have basketball ties. Dr. James Naismith, I'm going to answer that question. Dr. James Naismith was the original founder of the game of basketball for two reasons: to bring his athletes in the 1890s inside, in between the national pastimes of football and baseball, to keep them active. That was the first reason. And the second reason for is what we're doing right now, a message of hope. A message of the gospel. So when Shaq said in the 90s, hey, tell David Robinson to stick to slam reading his Bible, I'll stick to slam dunking the basketball. Hey, Shaq, it's a preacher that created this game that got you that $100 million contract. And so for that guy's, hey, man, and so for the same people, listen, know your worth. We're all not LeBron James, but we can have a standard of excellence. If you fall down, don't stay down. Get up. It's not a crime in your life if you fall down. It's a crime if you stay down. You got to get up. And finally, I'll say this, man. What's the Bible say? The Bible. The Bible changes things. The Bible will change. The difference between a champ, C-H-A-M-P, and a chump is you. Whoa.
Why did you look at me when he said that?
No. Whoa. C-H-U-M-P. So that's what it's about. Making choices, and never quit. If you fall down, don't stay down. Get up.
Wow. That's inspiring from Adrian Branch, man of God. He is a missionary disguised as a basketball hardwood legend. And Daryl is a lefty who's he's kind of your mini-me. You know, he's not quite 6'8", but he's a baller. He's up there 6'5", and left-hand stroke. But just good to be here and good to be encouraged in the Lord and to hear how God's taken your story and God's taken the witness of faithful believers like A.C. Green. You don't know who planted and watered along the way to bring someone like Adrian Branch to Christ, and look at all the people you're impacting. So we'll make this a podcast, folks. Please share this, and please look up Adrian Branch, and you know, all over the place. I know on the internet and everywhere. Look for some of those posterized dunks. I'm sure glad I wasn't on the receiving end of that. But I know that Ralph Sampson, 7'4", didn't like getting dunked on by Adrian Branch when you played against him, and he was at Virginia. You played against Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, my goodness.
Guy Morgan was there this morning at the men's group you spoke at, New Canaan Society. You guys were battling it out, man, in the ACC, and Jordan and Jimmy Black and Cecil Exum and all these balls going back, man. But you look back at all that, what really matters? And it comes down to, nothing. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of
Jesus. Amen. What's it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? But God is so real. He'll stick closer than a brother. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He is Roi, the God that sees. He's Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. He loves you. He loves you. He made you. Your gifts, you like you just mentioned, and John said, man, you can turn your mess into a message. You can turn your test into a testimony. And God is the God of the second chance. Somebody out there could say, man, I've been a real cruddy dude. I've been a real cruddy young lady. I'm into some stuff that I'd be embarrassed if people knew. Mm. Man, God is our kinsman redeemer. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So give yourself a chance. Don't quit on yourself. God didn't quit on us. Mm. He didn't quit on us.
This is the Truth Network.